Hello, good evening and welcome to the Full Force Newsburst Live special with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com. Hope everyone is doing well. We've had a little bit of news today, which I'm a little bit late to stream. I mean, it's early in the evening though, actually, so maybe I'm a bit early. But anyway, we've got a little bit of classified to get into, haven't we? Yes, a few little cheeky images dropped earlier today. Showing off, I mean, people are saying what looks like Raptor. I mean, it's Raptor, isn't it? It's classified SDCC Raptor bits and pieces, or prototype parts or test shots. I'm not even sure what stage. It's just like, yeah, I guess just kind of all gets added into the big pot of prototype, doesn't it? Which is kind of one of those like kind of terms or idioms that just doesn't actually mean a lot of the things that we're looking at. Generally aren't those, but yes, we are looking at Raptor today. Yes, very excited. Now what else was I gonna say? I can't remember. I'm all over the place already. Yes, so let's get stuck in then to the news, and let's start looking at some images. Yeah, let's just do that. Yes, so images courtesy of Joey Finnell, or Finnell, yeah, Finnell, or Final. Not sure exactly how to pronounce it. Sorry, Joey. But Joey, I'm going to say Finnell, and you can correct me if I'm wrong if you see this. Yeah, Joey posted this image. The image popped up basically from him showing Raptor, and I'm going to just say Talon. I'm just assuming it's Talon, or I mean, he might have a few. But Talon obviously was the name of the bird from the original release. If you didn't know already, now you know. It even says on the side of the text on the side of the bubble, to the side of the bubble on the vintage card. Hope everyone's doing well in the chat. There's lots of you. Hello, guys. I'll try and read out some of these comments at some point. But where is the wing articulation? Lols, plastic balls. That's hilarious. I mean, it's a tiny little bird. Plus, well, we'll get to the bird in a sec. The bird will come second, Kitty said. I saw this image, but wasn't sure if it was real. Well, I mean, you can just assume at this stage, can't you? Because, I mean, when have we seen fake? I can't think of any time, personally, where I've seen a fake image of what are prototype parts. They sneak out in some way, shape or form, and there's always that kind of thing of, oh, but is it? And it can't, but it is, isn't it? I mean, let's face it, that's what we're looking at. It's nothing else. It's not a 3D printed scenario, that's for darn sure. But you know, I think we can safely assume that we're looking at the real deal here. Plus we know it's coming as well, so that's another. And we're talking, what, July? Not that far away from SDCC at all now. Haven't read Duke 5 yet, but I assume all the sex scenes are crazy. Wow. Ryan, I haven't read Duke 5 yet either. I know it's out, but I was waiting until I get back. That sounds amazing. I was hoping for hybrid mech feather wings on him. Well, we haven't seen all of it yet, have we? We don't know. This could just be like the fluffy bits and then the wings. I mean, we'll see, won't we? I guess. I would probably surmise, though, looking at these pictures, that it's going to be a kind of more feathery based scenario. Sorry, I'm dropping things in the background. Can he still do taxes, or will he be audited by Jinx? I like that figure six back. I would assume he's still an accountant. Does he come with an abacus? Let's hope so, Rachel. I hope he is available to everyone. Pulse cost me about $50 to ship to Canada land, SVFNG says. That does suck in those scenarios. The exclusives are where you get screwed a little bit in Canada. Let's face it, we were due for a prototype link. Yes, we were. That's an interesting head for the bird. But we'll get to that in a second, Chris, because we've got precedent for that, haven't we? And the other thing is, we're not really sure about Chicken Man. We're not really sure about you know, the details. We'll get to the bird in a sec, but let's start with the actual main image that was posted by Joey earlier today. Raptor should come with a free subscription to TurboTax. Hilarious, Rexship 85. There are two images floating around. This one from like directly above, and then one at more of an angle, which we have as well. There it is, look. So we get to see some real nice details on the bird. Well, a lot better at this angle for the bird, and a nice kind of shot here to see Raptor and all those details on his mask. What's really cool about this is that we've got some... Well, what I've done is I've done some comparisons with actual vintage Raptor and the other Raptor, the kind of modern FSS one that came out. So we can kind of have a look at what they're doing, where they're kind of like leaning towards, and see what we could expect basically going forward. We need business suit Raptor variant. I have a hard time believing he does paper pushing in that. He does, though, WJ. He's crazy pants. Yes, Derek, that's exactly what that is. It's a falconer mask, isn't it, for the bird? But yeah, again, we've got precedent for it on the FSS version. And of course, technically, that Zartan figure, because that's where it came out first in like the 2009-ish, 10-ish. I can't remember exactly now. So anyway, fun times. Now, as we can see, this looks to be a head sculpt with the kind of detail of the kind of mask over the eyes, which is kind of cool, and a kind of loose hood that goes over the top of that. Now, it could be that they glued. I don't think they will be. It'll probably be like a removable one where you could remove it and the head underneath, but it could be two separate pieces that are glued together come the final kind of figure. But I do like the bird head kind of bit is very, very cool. The feathers look beautiful. It's really nicely detailed, this one. Like, it's not like symmetrical. It's not, you know, it looks right. It looks like actual feathers on the kind of hood. And that really kind of sexy kind of shoulder secondary sort of deal, which is very, very nice indeed. I do like that they have gone in that direction with this particular figure. Kind of like, yeah, and also you can kind of make out what I'm assuming is sort of the whistle kind of connecting the two things together. It might not be, it might just be like a piece that connects the two together, but it sort of looks like that. It's hard to tell, isn't it? And you've got kind of like loops as well underneath where the arms go through and everything, so that's kind of cool. But he looks pretty cool so far. Like, this is a very positive start. Now, I wonder if we'll see a bit later on, because this usually happens as well, more images will come out and they'll probably stick it on like a Zartan body or something, or whatever the, was it Mindbender? Probably the same, I think. I can't remember if they share the same body, but any like a topless body, basically. Stick it on a Mindbender and see what it looks like. Classified bird person. I like it. I've been going with Harvey Birdman all day. I've been singing that all day long because of this. Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. I'm excited to see how they end up painting it, says Pastor Perogi. Yes, that's another good point. It was going to be very cool to see, you know, levels of different like browns and feathery kind of textures. It's going to be nice to see what they do in the deco department. Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, like I said, there's this other shot as well, which shows a kind of better shot of the actual falcon or bird. Is a falcon though, isn't it? Because he's a falconer. He's a cobra falconer. And again, I can't really make out what's going on with that like connecting piece between the feathery shoulder pieces. I see extra sculpt detail on his cheekbones. Yeah, he does seem to have some nice kind of there's a lot going on in the sculpt on the face just alone as well, which is really cool. I think they've smashed it out of the park with the head and the hood, and the deco is really going to kind of like bring that home, I think. Can't wait to hear Lenny talk about having nipples, laughing my ass off, says Nicktimus Prime. Funny story, I spoke to the Hasbro crew yesterday, last night. It was an absolute blast. I will say, like, spoiler alert, we didn't get any name only reveals. We didn't get Dragonfly updates, unfortunately, guys. I'm sorry. They're saving that. They're saving the Dragonfly updates for backers. So that's going to, or any Dragonfly updates that'll happen are going to go through like, you know, Pulse and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see that as backers, okay? I'll let you know that in, you know, it was still a great, it still had a lot of fun, still had a great chat with Tony, Lenny and Emily. And, you know, it got some good tidbits in there. So unfortunately, no reveals or anything like that. Just giving you a heads up before you kind of go, oh, what did they tell you? So, yeah, well, you'll see. It was just a very awesome interview. So that'll be nice and enjoyable. And I expect more name-only reveals a bit further on in the future, because it sounds as though, from what I did ask in advance, and I was basically told that they're so far ahead with the name-only reveals that they can't really give any more away at the moment. So, yeah. So in any case, missed out on that one, which is a shame. And I'm still hurting a little bit from it, I'm not going to lie. But it was still a great interview. And I don't know how long it's going to take to get done, because it's a long episode. I think it's like over an hour. So it's going to be a rough edit, because I still haven't started yet. I only finished it last night, and then I've just had to be up very early, getting to work early today, and only just got back. And obviously this has dropped, so I'm doing this now so that I've got enough time tonight to get started on the main edit. So I don't know how long it's going to take, but probably like Friday or Saturday or something. Anyway, how did they not give you IG bat? I know, but then, you know, that's just how it is, isn't it, I guess. Right, so there you go. Raptor, and these are the images. Now, I've also done this. I've done a close-up on the head so we get a nice look at that head sculpt. And again, there is a nice bit of like detail. It kind of almost looks a bit like Arnold Schwarzenegger, doesn't it? It looks a little bit like Arnie going on, in just that kind of like the how like his face does that, where he's got those kind of like almost like ridges that kind of come out a bit here, and then that kind of very pronounced chin does look a bit Arnie-like. I'm not saying it is, but it does look a little bit Arnie-like with the what I mean. Do you guys agree? I'm just getting Arnie vibes looking at that head sculpt. Kitty said, "Why do I keep dropping stuff?" Anyway, it's the same thing I keep dropping. Anywho, looking good, and that bird kind of hood is just the best. I think it's phenomenal. Now, in terms of like what we've had in the past, as you can see, it's not as tall in the kind of bird head part as the original vintage one. So they're very, very much kind of like they've brought that down a level. And I always almost want to say that it does have a bit more sort of aesthetic of the comic version of Raptor, where I don't think it was as pronounced. I could be wrong, but from where I'm thinking about it, like I feel like Raptor's headgear wasn't as tall in the comic. I could be wrong though, but it's definitely, yeah, cool. Thanks, David. You're also getting a little bit of comic vibes, as Chris is. Fantastic. Conan vibes, says Defender. I'm saying, man, does look a bit Arnie like, doesn't it? Chris, blink three times for classified lifeline name only drop coming, as if. That'd be great though. Just don't edit it. Give it to us raw. Nixamus, I still have to make pretty graphics around it. I still have to... trust me, I'm not putting out content that is just, here's the raw video of us talking on a black... I can't do it. I just can't. It's against my nature. I've got to do all of the fancy things to it. I've got to separate all of our different heads and put them in different spaces and have fancy graphics and make it look really cool. Even though it's going to destroy me, I have to do it. Anyway. Yeah, I'm into this a lot. My dude Chris be going live because someone in a supermarket yelled out, "Yo, Joe." Thanks, Trav. This visual gives me comic vibes. Yep, cool. Thank you. Like it. The wrinkles under the eyes remind me of the Birdman monsters from the first Beastmaster movie. WJ, I haven't seen Beastmaster yet. That's a movie that I still haven't got around to, believe it or not. I will at some point. I'll get there eventually. I'm getting more Billy than Dutch, says Scott. Billy. Okay. Sure. No, I can see that. Very classic comic book look, and I love that, says Paul. Okay, cool. Yeah, so I wasn't seeing things, basically. That is something that, yeah, cool. Does this raptor like, I'm not going to read that out, Zoran, but yeah, that is a good line from Pumping Iron. Get to the Mamba, says Toy Bounty Hunter. I like it. Raptor. Anyway, yeah, so I think it's Arnie's face, basically. That's I'm gonna die on that hill. I'll see it eventually, Derek. Don't you worry. Stop dropping things. Now, yeah, so Defender says, I imagine the other things he comes with will have to be pretty substantial to be a deluxe exclusive, or maybe it's just an exclusive and not a deluxe. No, it is a deluxe, Defender. It's a Frankenstone deluxe, to give it its full listing title. So it is a deluxe figure. Obviously, he's going to have some pretty impressive wings, I imagine. He's probably going to have multiple birds, and he's probably going to have a lot of other accessories that go with it as well. But having said that, let's look at the other version of Raptor, which was in the FSS, and they went with a massive head kind of dress as well. Ridiculously sized one when you look at it now. So I am going to say... I'm very happy with what they've done classified wise here. I'm very happy they've gone understated, because I think if you do it big and silly like that, I mean, it's double the size of his head, so it's kind of a bit crazy. It doubles the size of his head, I should say, not double the size, but doubles the size of his head. These comparison shots are awesome. Thank you very much. The reason I went live and then it took a few minutes for me to get going was because I was doing this. I do think that the classified one has got the kind of shape down. And it's funny, when I first saw it, I didn't even think about this until I saw these comparisons just now. And now I'm looking at it and going, yeah, actually, look at the size of the eyes as well. On the FSS version, like, the eyes are like, they're just huge. It's quite hilarious, actually, the more I look at it. But yeah, the I'm definitely feeling this classified version. FSS headdress looks like he took out Sam Eagle and dyed his feathers brown. Yeah, exactly, Wreckship. He definitely looks less stupid than the vintage figures, which is a good thing. Says, yeah, Defender. Yeah, I have to agree. I think this is going to be a very sexy looking figure. Trust me. Yeah, I definitely think this is the right way to go, and this is something that's making me very excited for it. Now, Talon. I'm going to say Talon. I don't know if it's Talon or not. And the fact that we haven't seen or heard of any name for the animal may be an insinuation that we're going to get multiple birds. So we could get multiple birds in different poses rather than one bird that you can pose in different ways. And I only say that because that just came into my head as a thought. Now, one of the reasons I say that as well is because this one doesn't look like it's got any sort of like separate wing section. Like, it doesn't look like the wings can come off so you can put other wings on. Now, I'm not saying that that is a definite. I'm just saying that it doesn't look like it to me. And based on that, I wonder if we're going to have multiple birds that are in different poses so you can have a different bird pose with the figure, or you can have all of them posing at once, like this one on his arm, or this, you know, another one on like a stand, another one like in flight motion sort of thing on his shoulder or something. I don't know. But they're going to have to do something to allow the birds to be shown off in a certain way. It strikes me that we might get more than one bird here. Now, a few people were kind of saying, what's that weird head? That's an interesting head. Yeah, this is a falconer mask, basically. So you put it over the eyes, don't you, basically? So kind of like, so it doesn't see something and just hoss off immediately. Yeah, that kind of like calms them down, I believe, as well. And just popped on the top there to kind of like, when they're in like chill out mode, basically, or they're being like held on the arm, or yeah, that kind of thing. So it kind of like prevents them from seeing, you know, to then maybe like attack some sort of little creature that they might see. Possibly, I don't know the actual real life reasons, but effectively, it is a, you know, a mask that hinders their eyesight. Now, we have had this in the past on the FSS version. And of course, this came out first with Zartan in that kind of like, was it Pursuit of Cobra? It was definitely in that region. It was like 2010, I think, or 2011, something 2009, 2010, 2011, that kind of era. And obviously we got this, it was kind of like almost like a raptor homage for Zartan, but effectively it was Zartan in like desert nomad disguise, sort of like you see in the movie when in the Rise of Cobra movie, when he's you can see him kind of like he's escaping the pit and he's putting a disguise on as like a nomad sort of thing. And yeah, so I wonder if they're going to follow deco wise this version as well, with that kind of like, and it does look like there's two very clear sections, doesn't it? It looks like the wings that made that kind of dark brown color, and then the underbelly you could see being that kind of that tan with the spots on it, and of course the yellow feet as well, which I assume they'll probably go with. I do expect multiples though, and I do think I do think we're going to get like different poses. Is that's my guess anyway. He must come with enough birds to lift him off the ground. That would be hilarious actually, Scott, wouldn't it? Like kind of Up style. They're all balloons. They will have multiple bird dropping effects to make him a deluxe. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Just loads of splots and splats and poop everywhere. Anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm just kind of checking out some comments before I move on. Joe Barrett says, hi, Chris. Raptor isn't my jam, but Hasbro just keeps killing it. I know, it's like, it's pretty impressive, isn't it? Like, and I think this is going to be one that might be, that might, you know, win over a few people too. But anyhow, that's Talon. I'm going to say Talon, but we don't know. And these, of course, are the figures in full, the originals. The original version on the left, the vintage, and of course, the FSS version on the right. Now, the reason I've kind of put these in these kind of poses right here is to kind of, one, show the different kind of bird situations we've got going on. So obviously Talon on the left-hand side, we've got that kind of open wing kind of style. So I wonder if we're going to see something like that. I wonder if we're going to see the whistle as a separate piece, or are they doing it so it's like a connective kind of element to those, to the kind of shoulder pieces, which will, I will go back to the other images shortly. This is really just a kind of like, bake in what Raptor looks like and what we could expect elsewhere. I am expecting like special kind of feet and boots, possibly even new legs. The torso and arms I can see them reusing, but like everything else I can just, you know, expect kind of new elements basically. So I did ask a lot of questions at the end, did like a almost like a fan question section. So I did like a few, like, you know, things that I wanted to know about stuff. And then at the end, I did like a lot. So that's why it's so long. It's a really long episode. But that's better, isn't it? You know, and there's a lot of banter. There's a lot of banter. It's a lot of fun. It was one of those ones where we kept laughing. So it's a fun one. Trust me. Reuse Sarge's whistle, absolutely. Will R, yeah, it's already wet, gross. But yeah, no, I could see that definitely. Quick Kick Torso, maybe, possibly. I don't see why they couldn't use like Mindbender, but yeah, I mean, maybe they are using something like Quick Kick or Big Bow or something. We'll see though, I guess, won't we? Why not use Quick Kick's feet, make Raptor barefoot? Could be a possibility, but I think they're gonna go with bootsies. That would be kind of cool though. Chris got caught up in tangents. Yeah, I a lot of tangents were caught up in that interview, big time. Raptor with an alternate drone as a nice update would be cool. Let's not make Raptor cool all of a sudden, right? Let's keep him in accountant, dresses up as a bird on the weekend sort of vibe. Otherwise, it becomes something different. He becomes like actually good at what he does. That's just to kind of get an idea. Then, of course, there are two different wing elements. I think we're going to get some sort of beautiful feathered situation going on. I think it's going to be very feathery based on what we've seen on those shoulder pieces. Or they could go the kind of FSS direction and do something a bit more kind of, you know, ridiculous, kind of like a jungle vipery, stealth suit sort of vibe, futuristic ghillie suit kind of vibe. But I don't know. I just I can't I I think, again, the good money would be on Feathery and to make it very much like the one on the left, but obviously not as basic. So have it like, you know, kind of malleable, maybe soft goods. I don't know, actually. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. That could be what takes it into deluxe territory, you know, soft goods, in much the same way as Serpentor and Mindbender and Snake Supreme, where you've got like a cape, you know, like a soft goods cape. So maybe they could do something along those lines. We'll see, I guess, won't we? You know, a Nightforce Raptor is coming. That's hilarious. I've done that one, figure six pack. Yeah, he needs to say weird, says Paul. Keep Raptor doofy, says Scott. I like that. Hashtag. Carl says, the one on the left just looks like a wingsuit with art. You've just described Raptor's literal, like, wings on that figure. It is a wingsuit with art. In actual fact, there's the other thing on the backpack part of it. There's like a little hook and rope. So what it is like he basically hooks that to the ceiling and then just swings around on it like he's actually flying. It's quite ridiculous. Real tiny feathers. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's going to be pretty amazing, honestly. I think this is going to be ridiculous. And whatever they do with the wings, I'm not too fast. So if they go futuristic, cool. Looks like the FSS version. The FSS version is really good. I like that figure. But if they go with, like, the more kind of, you know, a feathery, leathery sort of vibe, then, you know, maybe they do that instead. I don't know. We'll excited to find out. But what I am very excited about, and I keep saying excited, is the level of kind of detail on these secondaries. I think it's going to be very, very sweet. The more I look at it, the more excited I get for this one. I was really happy that they were doing Raptor because, again, I think people go, oh, Raptor's a really rubbish character or whatever, and I didn't really like it or what have you. But the FSS made him really cool, I thought. And again, I don't think everything needs to be a certain way in G.I. Joe. There's enough like scope and range for it to do silly stuff, for it to do practical stuff, and for it to do like sci-fi, and for it to do modern military, and for it to do, you know, like 10 seconds into the future, and Star Brigade, and also, you know, there's so much space in this brand to do what the hell they want. So and that's the other thing as well. If you're not into it, and this is the thing, if you weren't into it back then and you didn't buy it back then, why do you need to buy it now? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't like Raptor then, this is just like one of those things where like people say, oh, you know, I wasn't into that kind of thing. Well, yeah, but you weren't into it then, so you didn't buy it then. Don't buy it now. That's how I see it. If you're a completist, that's different. And usually you're a completist, like in like my case, because you're just a simp for all of it. And you you just want anything with a G.I. Joe brand on it. So, like, you know, that's something I've always kind of struggled with, of like, you know, why do you care? If you didn't like it back then, you're not going to like it now. Why bother buying it, or why bother worrying about it or caring about it? Like, in this case, this is going to be for the ones that are like, you know, big Raptor fans, or people that are like, you know what classified are like, and they'll take a character that you might think bit of a, you know, throwaway character, I would say, and they can make it cool. I think there's a lot of characters in G.I. Joe where, you know, the original version might be a little bit of a stretch in terms of like, you know, it's not that great. But like, you get to like the modern 4-inch era, and so many characters were made phenomenally cool and like taken up a level and up a notch. Some of them regressed a little bit, and the O-ring figures are like still where it's at. But like, you know, where they were going into like certain areas with like, you know, Big Boa in the FSS was amazing. Raptor was really cool. I'm trying to think of others that got that treatment that really elevated them. Recoil was another one. who else did they do that really elevated? Repeater was elevated. As much as cool as that first figure is, that modern Repeater was phenomenal. Yeah. So yeah, I think, and Classified have done that with a load of characters so far. They've really made some absolutely banging figures. And again, I think people were like, you know, they heard the name of like a certain character or a certain figure, and they're like, oh, is that going to work? And then we get it and we're like, yeah, it kind of works. So I'm just looking at some comments here. Wondering if they would make Armored Cobra Commander and the Slam vehicle. I would think the Armored Cobra Commander is got to be at some point down the road. Like, I can't see, you know, I've got to assume that's coming. Slam, though, interesting. That would be fun, though, a little kind of Slam kind of with like a figure. But again, that was one that didn't come with a figure originally. So you'd have to kind of, maybe you could make a Slam Scout for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We need a Swamp Masher. Do you know what? I really like the Swamp Masher. I think the Swamp Masher gets a lot of grief. And it is goofy as hell. But there's something really fun about it. I think those wheels are just crazy fun. I think a Swamp Masher would be hilarious in Classified scale. Especially in that deco. Purple and green. It's actually more like Bloomin' Air Assault, wasn't it? That was a similar kind of Dreadnought deco. Was it Air Assault or Ground Assault that was great? I might have got my assaults mixed up. No, Air Assault was probably purple and pink, wasn't it? And then the purple and other purple. And then Ground Assault, I think, was green. And yeah, I think Ground Assault was the green and the purple. But yeah, the Swamp Mash is like amazing. And it would have worked better as a Dreadnought vehicle, I think, actually. Muskrat with the Swamp Masher would be amazing, Joe. Yeah, absolutely. Anywho, I think Cesspool, yes, Digin, I think Cesspool at this level, at this Classified scale, would be outstanding. I would be all over that in a heartbeat. But yeah, but this is about Raptor today. And like I said, some very cheeky pictures have popped out. And I assume we're going to see a bit more. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw another batch of other figures that might be on the horizon and a couple of heads popping around, like Saw Viper, or who else? Frag. Who else have we got in the pipeline? Nemesis. I've stopped saying the second name now just because it's easier. Starduster might pop up, like a something of his. I don't know, we'll have to see, won't we? But this is usually the period of time when we start, you know, we'll get one sneak out and then a couple others sneak out, maybe even more images of Raptor and some other parts. But you know, I get excited for this because even though it's a little bit leaky and a little bit spoilery, it does kind of like go, it does kind of set you up nicely, doesn't it, in some cases. Yeah. Anyway, anywho, that is pretty much it. I'm just going to scroll through to here and we'll kind of bring it to a close. Only a short one tonight because I've got a lot of editing to do for you absolute lunatics. So 2024 listings, not much has changed. We've got everything out on the left in green. Of course, we know all of that so far. Now, the next wave of four is going to be Alpine, Iron Grenadier Bat, Iron Grenadiers, and somebody else. Can't say yet. I was hoping we'd get some sort of little name only, but no, we didn't. Nothing, unfortunately. Atlas Deluxe, obviously, is Nemesis Mortal. We know that. We know Road Pig comes with an animal companion, but we can't say what it is yet. That's probably get that. We never know. We might get some sort of prototype leak of that soon as well. Marauder Sarge, we've already seen the leaked images of the Sarge. And, of course, what we are thinking MM Scrappy is, that Low Light and Spirit 2-pack. We think MM Scrappy could be. We're still kind of umming and erring over that, which would make it a Pulse exclusive in that sense. Frankenstein Deluxe, there he is, the SDCC Raptor. And there's MM Daphne Deluxe, which is the PulseCon Starduster. Then, of course, we're still in the dark with Fred. Not a clue. That one could be on the nose. You never know. That could be some sort of like Battle Armor Cobra Commander thing. But we don't know. And what else? Whip Snakes is a Troop Builder 2-pack, but we can't. Not a clue. We still have no clue about that one. It's still the same theory of it. If it's the Royal Guards, I'll be ecstatic. But more and more, I'm thinking it might not be. But you never know. It'd be really fun if it was. We did reveal very recently that Zorak is a 2-pack, but we couldn't say what it is. But it the Walmart exclusive Zorak is a 2-pack, and it is not a Troop Builder 2-pack. So that is all we can say on that one at the moment. Blossom VEH, all we know about that one at the moment is that it's Amazon or Fanmazon, because it's been it's an Amazon kind of like link scenario. So that is what we're saying on that one. And the retro kind of situation hasn't changed either, unfortunately. We still know it's Cobra Commander for Casey, but we don't know anything about Oki or Azrael, not a sausage. And we know that Action Marine and Action Pilot are around the corner as well, which is cool. So 2025, still in the same boat again. We know the first six standard retail figures. Xandar, Saw Viper, Leatherneck, and Dialtone will be the first four-figure wave. And then Frag Viper, Blowtorch, someone else, and someone else in the next four. And then, of course, we've still got two more four-figure waves following that in 2025. It's going to be a lot of stuff. Zorak is a Night Force 2-pack, question marks as well. Yes, it is. Not a Night Force 2-pack, sorry. It is a Walmart exclusive 2-pack. I'm not going to say either way what that means, because like I said, we can't go into the details of it, but effectively Walmart is a Night Force theme, but all I can say is that it is a 2-pack. That's all I can say. Now, of course, the exclusive miscellaneous section, we've got Daria Deluxe and Salvador Pet, which are both your kind of standard things. So they'll be released and revealed along with your four-figure waves. So it will be like your four-figure wave, a deluxe figure, and a figure and pet, effectively. Then we're still strung up on Philip and Hudson here, SP Philip and GG Hudson. We think one is Target, one is Walmart, but we don't know. We think that might be what they are, but we don't know. What's the next one? Oh, yeah, then we've got the TTs, which we are aware are Pulse or PulseCon adjacent. So Sewer Urchin, Terra, American Maid, Arthur Deluxe, Mancow, Red Scare, and Dinosaur Neil are all probably Pulse exclusives, with the exception of Arthur Deluxe, which was with the one we're thinking is probably PulseCon, because it's the only Deluxe on there so far. We could change, that could just be a thing. And we don't have the PulseCon exclusive on there just yet, but we will, when we know for sure, we will upgrade that information. And then finally, on the kind of standard and exclusives, we have the legacy listing for RR Tommy, which we know to be the internal code word name for the 60th in 2025. So legacy is going to be what they use going forward in terms of 60th, because it wouldn't be 60, it'd be 61, and that wouldn't make any sense. It's the 61st anniversary. Yay. And then we've got nine retro classified releases, three waves of three: Pinky Brain, Almira, Good Feathers, Buttons, Mindy, Scratch and Sniff, Hello Nurse, and Ralph T. As soon as we find out any more information, we'll let you guys know. Now, that is pretty much it for the listings. Do we need to do the rest of it? Probably don't now, do we? I mean, we've gone through it so many times. I'll just go through it really quickly. There's the Selfie Series listings, which again, as soon as we can confirm one way or the other, we'll either put them on the list or we'll just get rid of this graphic completely. Because effectively, we think it's a planning can. I can't see them re-releasing the Selfie Series or relaunching the Selfie Series with these figures specifically. I imagine if they did relaunch, it would just be added onto the Snake Eyes and Scarlet options that we have for the Joes. It would just be added to. But I don't know, because it's gone real quiet for Selfie Series. It might be one of those things where they're putting it on hiatus until they get in a position where the tech is better. I don't know. Don't know. But we will find out eventually, won't we? I guess. Then, of course, we've got the name only reveals, which, again, we're all fully aware of. Do you know what? I wanted to do Let's Talk Classified Blowtorch over the weekend, but I just have not had time to get into it. So I'm trying my very best to try and get that done. But it is graphics heavy, as you know. As soon as I can get it finished, we'll get on that one quick. What's people saying? Anyone think Hasbro should bring in a new celebrity athlete to the Joes? John Cena would be good, but I can't see him as a joke. That's a great joke, Scott, that nobody gets, it, that nobody's got, and it's brilliant. LeBron James on the Joes, yes, please. Just get the LeBron James starting lineup figure, because they did well, didn't they? Rowdy Roddy Piper is, yeah, technically already in it, so that would be kind of cool for the Classified series. Iron Grenadiers as well. What are we saying? Definitely don't need that guy in there, Stygian. Someone from UFC? I don't know, WJ. I'm not sure if it's like it lends itself very well to that kind of stuff. Obviously, we've had The Fridge and we've had Sarge. I know. I'm fully aware of that. And technically, The Rock, although it wasn't The Rock, was it? It was actually Roadblock. But I don't know. I think it's one of those things where I'm not sure how well it works. But I guess we'll see, won't we, in the future. Chris, when will you be sitting down and talking to Emily and Lenny? Just curious. Travis, where have you been? Have you just joined? I literally explained that at the beginning of the episode. Interview was done yesterday. I've got a lot of editing to do. It's over an hour long. And spoiler alert, they didn't do any name only reveals. So we don't get anything. We don't get any major exclusives, unfortunately. It's a shame. But we do get to talk to them. So I'm going to take that as a win. Anyway, they're the name only reveals that we're aware of course, so far. Digital renders. Didn't get an update on the Dragonfly. It was so sad. I really wanted one. I'd have been happy with just an update on the Dragonfly, but I get it. They want it to be direct to backers. They want the backers to get those updates, and that's totally fine. I get it. I understand. It would have been nice, but I feel that is one of those things where it's like, right, that's a nice, clear, like, got it. But when it comes to, like, the name onlys, just any little bone would have been nice. Just a little bone. Just a little bone? Gross. Really would love a fridge. We've got a fridge. Maybe they could do that as SDCC exclusive for 2027, 40th, any of that OG mail away figure. That'd be cool, Paul, actually. Yes, mate. I'd love a William Refrigerator Perry figure. Being a Bears fan as well. I say I'm being a Bears fan. I'm also a Bulls fan, which I'm wearing today. Look, Chicago. I'm a Bears and a Bulls fan. I was a Bears fan first, believe it or not. And then I was a Jordan fan. So then I became a Bulls fan as well. It just happened to be that they were all Chicago-based. Anyway, there's only stuff we get to see in the UK when teams won things. It was like, okay, cool. But then the Bears didn't win anything again. So that kind of sucked. That's that. Unofficial leaks haven't changed. Still the same. And that's pretty much as we were. Now, I'm going to just quickly go back to this and bring it to a close because I'd like to finish. I'd like to finish on Raptor. Gross. Actually, this is a sexier image. I like this one. Kind of more. Can you get more of the bird in it? I'm very. Yeah. First of all, kind of in summary, the images dropped courtesy of Joey. And I did it again, didn't I? I did it again. I can't pronounce things properly for some reason. But Joey Finnell, or Finnell. Sorry, Joey, if I'm getting it wrong. Again, you can let me know in any comment on any of the things if you see this and you hear that your name is being mispronounced. And then I will try my hardest to pronounce it correctly going forward. But thanks to Joey for posting the images of Raptor's kind of prototype parts or test shots or early kind of production stage pieces for Raptor's headgear, head sculpt, secondary feathers, and of course one of, or maybe the only, we don't know yet, do we, but like Talon basically, or one of his birds. So that is what we're kind of chatting about today, and that is what we've done. That's, yeah, I'm finished, completed. Now I'm gonna try and catch up on sleep at some point tonight, but I might instead just do an all-nighter edit and ruin myself forever. But I'm gonna get on with that now. Guys, thank you for joining me. Like I said, keep it locked for the next couple of days for that to drop. I don't think there was anything that couldn't be utilized on in the recording. Emily obviously was on the recording as well, so she has the final say. I don't think I necessarily need to run it by them, but I will obviously. But it should be pretty fast in terms of, go just post it. That usually that's what Emily says. Built that trust. That's the whole point. That's why I get it. I don't necessarily need name-only reveals all the time, but just getting a nice relationship with the good friends of the show now. They've really turned into that as well. It's amazing. Anyway, like I said, that to come. There's more. Let's talk classified. Blowtorch. We've got the monthly I've got to squeeze out. Oh, and on Friday, we're aiming to do a live interview with Brian Hickey. How cool is that? So we'll be doing that, talking about the Battle Action Force comics as well. I nearly forgot about that. We'll post a little thing tomorrow, probably in anticipation of it, so that you guys can, you know, get a bit of notice beforehand, and we'll pick a time as well. Still waiting on approvals for Shooting the Galaxy, Paul. He put that through a while back. I'll chase up with him. But as far as I'm aware, he hasn't had approval yet to do that, because obviously he's going to be talking a lot about Joe's stuff as well, isn't he? So, yeah. Anyway, okay. That's it. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, after three, you know what to do. I'm getting the sign ready. Paul, again, I appreciate you for putting the sign in there, because I've used it like every single time since. Just in case you forget what to do, you know, I've got, you know, instructions. So, like I said, stay fresh, cheese bags. And after three, one, two, three, full force and all of that jazz.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/thefullforcepodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.